This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments. We have Bailey from the awesome punk band Lionizer. Is that how you say it, Bailey?
It's just Lionizer.
Oh, Lionizer.
That's definitely a new one. We were in the studio just last year. We had like a friend come in who thought the name was French for some reason.
Oh, really?
And so they were calling it Lionizer.
Lionizer.
Which we personally found hilarious. And we're like, we should just totally change that and just, you know, go out all wearing berets and all the striped white shirts or whatever and just be like, hello, oh, bonjour, we are Lionizer.
Comment allez-vous? And then when you go to France, that's exactly how they're going to pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, no one knows where Perth is from anyway. It might as well be from France.
Exactly. You're here with Stefan, and we're here with Bailey, who is the drummer for Perth's Lionizer. They're an independent punk trio from Perth, and they're just currently touring the country in support of their new EP. It's titled Still Alone. Well, Bailey, you are not alone. You have our listeners. Big welcome to Mosh Pit.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Well, on the phone to here.
So for those new to the band, who are Lionizer? What's their sound, and what do they represent?
So Lionizer is myself, Vez, our guitarist and singer, and also Wheels, our bassist. We play, I guess, like happy songs about being sad. Is how I'm describing it at the moment. It's indie punk. It's really sort of like pumped up and energetic, and we try to be like, yeah, positive and fun and sort of like, yeah, really party rock and roll sort of stuff. And then, yeah, most of our lyrics are about really depressing stories and experiences that we've had, or like the insecurities that we have as, you know, as people in general. And just like, I guess, all the negative stuff that goes on in our lives, and it kind of makes a nice contrast.
And but you try to sing it in a fun way and perform it that way.
It's more of like a snarky way. We definitely bring out the whole like, yeah, screw this. I'm still going to live my life and try to enjoy myself and find like the things that I, you know, like doing regardless of how bad I'm feeling.
So how did you get into music personally, Bailey? And how did it eventually lead to the formation of Lionizer?
So I started playing guitar when I was like 13, I think. My dad actually bought me an old nylon string acoustic for Christmas and was like, you know, maybe you will like doing this. And I was kind of a shy, introverted kid during high school, so I would just come home and sit in my room and play guitar like all the time, which led to being in a lot of, well, I'm not going to say bad, but a lot of, you know, high school bands. One of those bands, our drummer, later went on to form another band that Vez was playing in. And then a couple of years down the track, they asked me to sort of like come in and fill in on guitar for them. And that turned into like a full-time sort of thing with them. And then Vez and I were just like hanging out one day and we're like, you know, we don't really like these songs. Like we kind of want to do our own thing. We had like a few similar bands that we liked. And we actually ended up going to an Ann Horse concert. So they're a band out of Brisbane, like a two-piece older band now. And we're sort of just watching them, and we're like, yeah, that's what we want to be doing. Like, they can do it as a two-piece. We can totally do this as a two-piece. And so we broke up with our old band. Like, we took them out to this the Fremantle Markets, to this outdoor sort of, like, Chinese restaurant thing they have down there. And, you know, broke up with them in a public place so they couldn't make a scene and struck out on our own. And then after, like, several years of being told that you guys have sounded really good with a bassist, we finally caved to pressure and got ourselves a bassist, and now we're a three-piece and doing our thing.
Awesome. So congratulations on your new EP, Still Alone, which came out just a week ago. So how's it feel to have it out, and what has the reaction been?
It feels really good. So essentially we started writing most of these songs like years ago. But because both Fez and I were away for like around 6 months at the start of 2015, like we couldn't really do anything. So, you know, it was only like late last year that we sort of got together and we're like, we want to put all these songs that we've been writing like actually into something and get them out there and sort of like wipe the slate clean a little bit and start again. So we're like, okay, we've got all these songs, let's just start recording them and just, you know, get something out. So to finally have it, you know, in my hands and to have people listening to it is awesome. It's just like, yes, you know, I've been wanting people to hear these songs for so long. And people seem to be digging it, which is really cool. Like, this is definitely the best reception that we sort of had, and, you know, we're able to use that to sort of push this national tour that we're doing. And the response has been, yeah, really positive. Like, people seem to be really enjoying the tracks. Like, we put up a little video clip for one of them, Bleach, that people seem to, like, really enjoy and have been sharing around and watching a lot. So that's, you know, positive. And, yeah, it's just been, so far, really good.
Awesome. So you have, of course, a new member, Wheels McKenzie, on bass. So what has he brought to the band?
Well, he's brought bass. essentially, he's really just brought the ability for the band to sort of actually explore a bit of a sonic presence. Like, we're able to, you know, sort of have a bit more of a dynamic range in the music that we're playing, like, and sort of shift stuff around and be a bit more like, you know, have quiet parts and have loud parts and not just have to be blaring the entire time, which was something that was really difficult to do when it was just guitars and drums, because, you know, if I stopped playing, then suddenly it's only Vez, and if Vez stopped playing, then it's only me, and it's just kind of filled really empty. But with having that, having a bassist and having that third person there, I guess, allows you to sort of have a bit more freedom to explore, like, what you can do. Also, it just means that, like, a lot of our riffs are a bit easier to play for Vez, because most of the time we're trying to play both lead parts and rhythm parts at the same time, which personally I really enjoyed doing, and it was really sort of like, I think, brought out our sound in the early days, and it's something we still try to sort of incorporate. But yeah, now we can sort of have a little bit more dynamic range, I guess, which has been cool. I guess, like, from a personal standpoint, like, he brings kind of like a nice balance to, like, the personalities. Like, before, when it was just Vez and I in a room, like, jamming or talking or doing band stuff, it's kind of like a crucible. Like, you're just constantly in each other's faces, and it's only each other. So, like, any issue, it's just, like, straight back and forth between you until it becomes, like, this massive thing. Whereas when there's three people, it can kind of go around a room a little bit more and even out and sort of be reasoned through. So it's, like, a lot less combative now, which is nice.
Awesome. So we are going to play the song Bleach off the EP, which you shot a music video for. So what can you tell us about this song and the video?
So the video, we shot ourselves using my phone and a little gorilla stand in my car, just driving around, because we're like, well, we need to do something with it. And the song's about hearing your own songs on the radio. So it'd be like, it'd be funny to sort of be implying that, you know, we're driving around and listening to it on the radio and sort of singing along and having a laugh. So we just kind of did that, and turned out pretty fun. So, like, yeah, it's cool. The song itself is just about, like, that, those sort of general insecurities that come with telling people that you're a musician and then them wanting to hear your songs. And so you put it on for them, and you're just kind of sitting there the entire time going, like, you know, like it, please. Or, like, just worrying about what they think about you, I guess. But then also sort of, like, addressing that from this sort of, like, well, it doesn't really bother me if you like it. Like, how do I feel about it? And for Vez and I, especially, because we wrote that song as a two-piece, it was like, when we would hear our own songs back like that, or when people would put our songs on, like, as kind of like a, hey, you know, I've got your music, it's like yay, but also, can't we listen to, like, other bands? So I guess it's just kind of about being an insecure musician who still wants to be a rock star.
You're going to basically relive the music video, because we are going to play Bleach. Bleach by Lionizer there. This is the Mosh Pit on Sin with Stefan, and we're currently talking to Lionizer's drummer, Bailey. I hope you're having fun, Bailey.
Yeah, I heard the end of that song, so that was cool.
Awesome. Now, you played a show in Melbourne last week, and you're touring other Aussie cities at the moment. So what do Lionizer bring to the Mosh Pits in their live shows?
We bring a great sense of it's okay to be insecure idiot. I think like one of the big things we sort of try to get past with people at shows is the same thing that we try to get past when we go to other people's shows, which is like, you know, you're there and you're really into the music and it's like you know the band or you know the lyrics and you want to sing along and dance and have a good time, but everyone else is just kind of standing there and being awkward and you're like, oh, I guess I'm just going to stand here and be awkward too then because I don't want to be like the one person who's just dancing and, you know, looking like an idiot. And I guess we try to, like, break people out of that a little bit and, like, sort of have that little bit of awkward edge but still rocking out on stage, so kind of encouraging people to be like, yeah, you know, you can get into this. It's okay. Like, you don't have to just hold yourself back from having fun. And, you know, that sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It really depends on crowds. But, I mean, like, these days, like, especially in our Melbourne shows and our Adelaide show, you know, we did actually manage to sort of break through the crowds in that sort of sense and have them get excited and pumped up and start getting into the music and start, you know, engaging, which was great. And I think that's, you know, so important to the music scene is to not just, like, be a passive audience, but to actually, like, yeah, you know, involve yourself and to have fun and to let yourself have fun.
Now, this is your first national tour, and good on you for using the national tour to get the Awkward Turtles literally out of their shell. But what is tour life like for you guys?
So this is actually our second national tour. This is our first time headlining. So in 2014, we came over with the Heartaches and did a run of dates up the East Coast as well. So, yeah, this is our second time doing it. I think this time we're a little bit more prepared, and we're a little bit, you know, more tolerant of the late nights and early starts and long flights and the screw-ups that you have where you just kind of have to make stuff up on the fly with how you're going to get to and from a show or how you're going to get from an airport somewhere else or, you know, crashing on someone's floor and just kind of being okay with that. I think, like, one of the big things we sort of realize, like, coming on tour is that it's okay to have people help you. Like, we tend to think of ourselves as being pretty DIY back here in Perth, and we do like a lot of stuff ourselves, and you know, we try to push everything ourselves, and it's kind of awesome when we go on tour to sort of be like, hey, you know, can you help us out, to like all these other bands that we know and are friends with, and sort of, yeah, letting them help us and letting them, you know, actually sort of being okay with crashing at people's houses and not feeling weird about it, and actually sort of being able to give, like, bring something there and to give something to the people we're sort of meeting and making friends with. And I think that's kind of like the big thing for us is, like, you know, when we go, we just want to be nice people and be cool and try to be respectful of everyone who is helping us out. And I think that's something that you don't really learn until you start going on tour.
Now, so we're going to end the interview with another couple songs off Still Alone. My personal favourite is actually called Homeless, and I think the opening lines address a friend moving to Melbourne. Is this based on a personal story for yourself, Vez, All Wheels?
Yeah, so both this one and Every Action, Every Consequence are based on my experiences. So Homeless, I wrote about a week before I broke up with my then-boyfriend in 2014. It would have been, yeah, 2014. Essentially, like, we were kind of on the as a relationship, and in the last couple of months, like, I discovered that I was polyamorous, and I was like, well, this is something that I want to explore for myself, and you know, he was like, he was on board with that, and I was like, yeah, I want you to explore it for you as well, and he was like, okay. And he ended up going over to Melbourne to hang out with some friends of his, and he met another guy over there who he was like, well, I kind of want to start a thing with him. And so he was sort of going back and forth to Melbourne a lot and talking about moving to Melbourne a lot, and I just, like, knew that I was losing him for the thing. And we were living together at the time, and I was, like, being left alone in my house, or in our house, I guess, you know, every, like, other week that he would go. And so I wrote that song being like, yeah, you know, this is just how it feels to always be being left behind while you go on your little sex holidays sort of thing. And, yeah, so that's where the whole, like, you know, when you told me that you wanted to live in Melbourne sort of came from. And I guess it's kind of a universal Perth experience, just because everyone has a best friend who's moved to Melbourne at some point, so I think everyone can sort of relate to it.
I don't think I can relate to it personally, but I'll try to think about it.
Yeah, all the people in Melbourne, I think, would be like, yeah, why wouldn't you want to move here? It's great. I don't know if you want to talk about Every Action, Every Consequence as well or not, but
it's a similar kind of thing, that song.
Every Action, Every Consequence is actually a song that I wrote about how it felt to have different genitals following my sexual reassignment surgery last year. So it's not really the same thing at all, but...
That's fine. Now, we will end the show by playing Homeless and then Actions and Consequences. So, Lioneyes have already performed in Melbourne and Adelaide for their Be Alone EP tour, but this weekend they will be playing in Sydney, Wollongong, Newcastle with support act Rachel and Maria Cox and some other bands as well. And next month we'll be playing a show back in their hometown, Perth. The EP Still Alone is out now, and Bailey, thanks so much for the chatter.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So some more terrific punk and metal songs are coming your way. You're in the mosh pit with Stefan, and this is Homeless by Lioneyes.
And I didn't flinch when you told me that you wanted to live in Melbourne, that your life does not exist in this small town. And I smiled as you smoked on expensive new friends and coffee, looking down on my story like secondhand sound. And it's always the way that you see me, a smile pulled over gritted teeth, always useless vows falling. Told me that you honestly think I'm boring. I guess if home is where your heart lies, I'm homeless.
Your moment to set.
everybody. Just heard Every Action, Every Consequence by Lionizer. Before that was Homeless by Lionizer. And even the top of that, you just heard that interview with Bailey from Lionizer. That first song we played was Bleak. So that's from their EP Be Alone, some 90s-style indie punk there. They played Melbourne last Thursday, but if you're somehow listening to this in other cities, or if you're traveling to other cities, if you want to go see them, you can check them out on their Facebook page. Thanks for listening to the Moshpit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Moshpit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls School.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Olney of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Beaverhead.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to the Mosh Pit on Synth.